Blog Talk Radio. at full capacity in the churches today. Amen. So I personally like these gifts myself, amen, because these are some of the gifts that I regularly flow in. Amen. So I'm going to be able to not just teach from a biblical standpoint, but I'll be able to teach from a personal and more personal experience on based off of these gifts as well today. So we praise God, amen, about the many wonderful things that God is doing. Amen. Again, amen. All of you that are listening, amen, I want to challenge you today. You know, a lot of times a lot of people stop by the MySpace page, amen, and they may listen to the message there, or they may come directly to the Blog Talk site. Amen. We praise God for all of you, but I want to know who you are. Amen. We want to know who's listening so we can pray for you. Amen. Some of you may just want to stay undercover and quiet. That's all right. Amen. But if you just feel led to just let us know who you are, amen, so we can just touch and agree with you in prayer and in the things of God, amen, I would be more than happy to just pray with you, amen, and just touch and agree in the things of God for you. Praise God. Amen. I know for a fact there's someone from Lexington, Kentucky, amen, that frequently visits the page a lot, amen. Amen. Show yourself, amen. Tell us who you are, amen. You can send us an email at hikm@comcast.net, amen, or you can also, you know, you have a MySpace page, put in a friend request, amen. Let us know who you are again, amen. Or you can come by our Kingdom First Ministries USA.com page and put in a contact form or contact information, amen, so we can get back home to you, amen, if you desire any prayer. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I think that the music is working kind of loud again today, amen, so I'm going to go ahead and stop that for now, but we praise God anyhow, amen. Amen. Again, amen, for all the listeners out there, please, you know, when you're stopping by, just let us know you're listening, amen. Let us know if the show is touching your heart, amen, and even for many of the skepticals out there, man, I love you all too just as well, praise God, amen. If you like to question, you know, some of the teachings, amen, something that you're not understanding or something you may have never heard before, you know, please feel free, email me, contact me. I don't mind at all, amen. But if you ask me a religious question, amen, the only answer that I'm going to give you is I wonder if that's the same question that they asked Jesus. You know, the Pharisees and the Sadducees used to back Jesus in the corner all the time and try to ask him a bunch of religious questions. Amen. So if you ask me a religious question, that's the type of answer you might get. Amen. Praise God. But if it's just something that you just don't understand, amen, if you need a little bit more clarity, I'd be more than happy to share it with you. Amen. A lot of the teachers, because of the time length that we have, I can't be as thorough as I would like to be, amen. Because one of the things that I notice about in the book of Acts, when the apostles and prophets would teach, amen, amen, they would spend more than 30, 45 minutes to an hour, 2 hours preaching and teaching wherever they were, amen. Most believers in 2008 can't handle 30 minutes in a pew sitting under the Word of God, amen. But the people in the Bible, amen, in the Acts of the Apostles, amen, they did some teaching, amen. They taught for hours. They exercised the Word of the Lord. There was demonstration. There was activation. There was cultivation. There was all type of things happening as the word of the Lord was being released, as the kingdom of God was being preached. And we don't have those type of believers anymore that can sustain that amount of time sitting up under the word. Amen. We easily bored, or we need some attention. We need to be entertained, amen, to get the word of the Lord preached to us. So we need to get back to a place, amen, where we're not just wanting the things of God, but we're desiring them, amen, to be a part of our life, amen, where we're able to spend some time with God in his presence, in his word, amen, and with his people, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God again for all of you joined us again today. Amen. Some real quick announcements as I go ahead and get started today. Amen. just to recap some of the shows that we did already, amen, we've been doing the teaching on the nine gifts of the spirits, amen. I split them up in three different categories, amen. We started about several weeks ago, amen. We talked about the gifts that say something, amen, and those was the gift of prophecy, the gift of tongues, and the gift of interpretation of tongues, amen. We talked about that, and then, amen, we did on last week, we talked about, amen, the gifts of power, amen. We talked about the gifts of healing, the gift of healing, the gift of miracles, amen, and the gift of faith, amen, the gift of powers, amen. Those are the gifts that do something, amen, praise God. And today we're talking about the revelation gifts, the gifts that reveal something, praise God, amen. And that is the gift of a word of wisdom, the gift of word of knowledge, and the gift of the discerning of spirits. Amen. Praise God. I wish I can offer this CD to you all. Amen. We had some technical difficulties about a couple of years ago. I did a teaching, amen, on strictly the discerning of spirits. Amen. If I could get my brother, amen, he's the one that's real studio bound and knows how to operate these things. Amen. But we have to try to dump the CD so we can get the information restored back into the system. Amen. But I did a teaching on the discerning of spirits. Amen. And it came from a lot of different areas. I'm going to try to touch on some of that today as we talk about that. Amen. And a little bit more in depth. What I want to do is open up the lines today. Amen. For every believer that's willing to call in. Amen. And we want to talk about some of all nine gifts of the Spirit and how they operate in your life, in your ministry, in your church. Amen. And then we're just going to let the Holy Spirit just have his way a little bit today. So I'm going to try to go through this teaching a little quickly. Amen. Because I really believe that God wants to do some demonstration today. Amen. The Bible says when the word of God is preached, when the kingdom of God is preached, signs and wonders follow. Amen. And as a result of the teaching of the nine gifts of the Spirit, amen, I want to put them in operation and in activation on today. Amen. As God will see fit for us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Also on next Sunday, amen, we're going to be transitioning. As you know, we've been doing a series on apostolic truth, power, and structure. Amen. And we talked about how to operate in apostolic power in the months of November and December. Amen. And we've been really hitting on apostolic power in the last 2 months. Amen. On next Sunday, we're going to begin a transition into apostolic structure. Amen. We're going to talk about kingdom territory. Amen. I think this is a real important topic that we're going to be dealing with. It's kingdom territory. Amen. We're just going to explore some various depths of the nation and the countries that are abroad. Amen. And we're just going to be dealing with some aspects on kingdom citizenship. And we're just really going to break down the kingdom on next Sunday. Praise God. Amen. We're just going to really deal with the kingdom a lot. Amen. And then on the next following Sunday, amen, we'll be talking about apostolic structure. Amen. And we're going to be doing a series on that. Apostolic structures, part one and two. I'm not sure if I'm going to do a part three just yet. Amen. The Holy Spirit hadn't moved on me about doing a part three. Amen. But I think we're going to be spending a lot of time on apostolic structure and concerning the completion of the wineskin in the church. Amen. So I bless God for revealing that information to me. Amen. God's just been downloading information into my spirit. Amen. Concerning the move of God in the apostolic and prophetic churches today. Amen. And then we're going to be back up in Michigan, in Benton Harbor, Michigan, on March the 8th, 2008, with Prophetess Gwen Spink. Some of you may have seen her. She's on Blog Talk Radio as well. Amen. We're going to be with her husband and the church family that way on that Saturday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. And I believe they're doing a Prophecy 2008 conference or something that's going on up there. I'm not exactly sure, but the night that we were invited out was on March the 8th, so anybody from Benton Harbor, Michigan, or even in the state of Michigan area, even in northern Indiana, because we're all real, real close, amen, Chicagoland area, amen, if you guys want to come out, I believe that God is already imparting a strong prophetic word into my spirit concerning that that service and that move of God that's going to take place up there. Amen. We're going to be really ministering in the prophetic on that day. Amen. So I'm believing God for a strong move of God in that city on that day. Amen. As we go to Benton Harbor, Michigan to share. And that's going to be at Mega Harvest Ministries. Amen. Glory to God. So I am just excited. I thank God for many of you that continue to partner with us. Praise God. Amen. God's been dealing with me about locations and places to set up. Amen. And we certainly do need the resources and finances because, believe it or not, amen, you know, when God sent me forth, amen, we started from ground zero. And I wasn't connected to anybody, but I thank God that he has connected me with such great, mighty men and women of God. Amen. And God is releasing us in the kingdom to really begin to plant churches. Amen. And as we get set up here locally, amen, and our next mission is to come straight to Evansville, amen, and we're believing God to advance down into Evansville, Indiana, on hopefully the third weekend of April, amen, and we're believing God for that so we can get down there and just possibly just even hold a service in a conference room, a hotel area, amen, amen. We're believing God right now even for a PA system, amen. God showed me a PA system today, amen, and we'll be able to record all the live services, amen, and we'll be even able to travel with this stuff as we put it in the back of a truck, van, or whatever God gives us, amen, and take this stuff with us, and we can set up, and we'll be able to reach an audience of at least 200 to 300 people, however God will see fit, just with a basic sound system, amen. So we're just believing God, amen, and you guys continue to touch and agree with us in prayer, amen. God is doing some mighty things, amen, and I'm excited, amen. Like I said, we started with nothing, and God is just really blessing us and really opening up the doors, and I believe that everyone is connected with us. You're connected with us for a reason, amen, and many of you will also be helping us, amen. I'm going to call on you at some certain times, amen, amen, as God continues to pour out upon us, amen, because I can't do it by myself, and I ain't going to try to do it by myself, amen. Glory to God. That's just not God, amen. I would never try to build something by myself, amen. Anytime you see a building being constructed, they have special teams that come in. They have the teams that come in that do the demolition part. They check the soils to make sure that you can work in the soil, amen, and construct the building just on that particular site, amen. Glory to God. And then they bring in the crew that pours the concrete, or they'll dig the foundation where the concrete's going to be poured at, amen, and they begin to set up the foundations, amen, like the apostles and prophets do. Praise God. Amen. And then you need the people that's going to construct the rest of the building. Amen. We need to understand the concept of the kingdom when it comes to building and planting. Amen. God has an order there, and he never designed it for just one man to do. So somebody listening to me today needed to hear that, because if you see one man trying to build a kingdom by himself, trying to do the things of God by himself, well, it's either it's all about him and it ain't about God, or he just don't know what he's doing. He wasn't anointed to do it in the first place. Praise God. Glory be to God. So, again, I'm excited. Praise God. Some awesome things are happening. Amen. And I'm going to also be bringing back a show that we did in September that we did a special segment for, the prophetess. Amen. The Lord been putting that in my spirit. It brought it back to my attention today. Amen. We're going to do a special show again. I'm not sure exactly when we're going to do this show. Amen. But you guys will see it. I'll have it posted on schedule in the menu site on our MySpace page, and also on the Blog Talk menu. Amen. We're going to do another special show. If some of you may have heard it, I think it was on, I'm not sure exactly which day it was, but it was some part of September. It might have been the last Sunday or Sunday, I'm not sure exactly what Sunday it was, praise God. But if you guys go into the archives, you just click on the September segments, you'll see it. Amen. We had Prophetess Abigail Meadows. She was on with us. Prophetess Kelly Cruz, amen, and Prophetess Sarah Grace Branch, they all joined us for that segment, amen. And even Mother Dixon from Pennsylvania, she joined us in that segment, amen. And I really believe that God was really moving in that segment. It was an awesome prophetic word that was shared from Prophetess Abigail Meadows, amen, and Prophetess Kelly Cruz blessed us, amen. We had a lot of technical difficulties going on in that program, amen, I believe, because the enemy really did not want that information to get released, amen. But we praise God anyhow, because we still came forth and the word still was delivered, amen. But we're going to do another show on that particular segment, amen. I just feel led in my spirit because there's so much happening in the church, amen. There's a strong spirit of Jezebel and Ahab that's been released in the earth. I mean, it's been a problem in the church, amen, but it's now it's like we're on another level of this spirit, amen. She's really operating in total manipulation and control. There's been a strong seducing spirit that's been loosed on God's people, amen, and we need to break that spirit, amen, and I really want to deal with it first by allowing the prophetess to come forth, amen, because I believe that God has anointed this true prophetess that will really know how to deal with it, amen, and then we're going to bring on the prophets, amen, the Shamar prophets that deal with it on the wall, let the men come, amen, and apostles as well, praise God. So we're going to really begin to hit on that spirit, amen. I did a teaching on that when we were down in South Carolina on the Friday night service, amen, and we really targeted that spirit, amen, and came against it in such a mighty way, amen. So we're going to really deal with that in that area, praise God, amen. And then the Lord is really dealing with me again, and I've been praying, amen, but I know he's releasing me to do it now. Sometime this spring, amen, we're going to get into an in-depth teaching on eschatology, amen. I feel that it's important, amen, especially for some of the structure that has been going on in the church concerning bishops and apostles, amen, and even in the area of dispensationalism versus post-tribulation and all of those different things that you all may hear about concerning the rapture and whatnot. Amen, I really feel led to begin to do that teaching. We're going to do an in-depth study. Amen, and it's going to require way more than a part two, part three, part four series type thing. Amen, I'm just going to spend some time on it. Amen, and just name the titles of the show as we go. Amen, there's a amen. I gave a book to Prophet Miller when I was in South Carolina called The Victorious Eschatology. Amen, we'll be doing some teaching from that book, and as well as another one by David Shilton is called The Days of Vengeance, amen. So it'll be several areas we'll be coming from, amen. We're going to do an in-depth teaching off in the book of Daniel, amen, the 70-week prophecy, because that's where it's going to start it, amen, so you can get a complete understanding of what the Olivet Discord and all the various things that it takes to understand the end time that you often hear, because a lot of you may notice that you may hear a lot of my teachings and you may hear me speak on a lot of things. You'll probably notice that I never talk about end time, amen. And it's not to say that we're not in the end time, praise God. I don't want anybody to get that wrong, amen. That's not to say that, but I'm very careful now because I have an understanding of true eschatology, amen. I'm very careful how I use the word end time now. And believe me, you know, back in the day, you know, when I was really getting off into ministry, it was end time this and end time that and the end time apostles and the end time prophet, you know, all of that stuff. I was saying that, but God began to give me revelation, amen, as I became closer to him and was connecting with the kingdom, amen. See, when you connect with the kingdom, amen, there's the religious system that exists in the world begins to go away, amen, and God begins to reveal to you the things of him that will require us to obtain the kingdom. And part of us obtaining the kingdom is understanding eschatology as well, amen. So we're going to do an in-depth teaching on that come this spring, amen, and I'm excited about that because it's going to really open up the eyes of those who have questioned it, have wondered about it, have not understood fully what the rapture and life and death and all these various different things understood A lot of preachers won't touch it because they don't understand biblical prophecy. They might understand prophecy in its nature, but they don't understand biblical prophecy, you know. And it's been a lot of contention out there concerning it. I know that there's even some people on Blog Talk Radio that teach end-time prophecy. Amen. You're going to hear a teaching from me that is not going to be traditional as opposed to what you've heard already. Some of you may have heard this type of teaching that I'm going to do on eschatology, but you've probably never heard it in an in-depthness where you'll get a clear scriptural understanding of it. And I'm not going to give you my interpretation of it. I'm going to give you the scripture interpretation of it, because the Bible is very clear, y'all. You know, you can't sway away from the Word. As long as you stay in the Word, you can't sway away from the Word. Amen. And I notice people will take the Word and they'll twist it up to make it say what they want it to say. Amen. But we're going to read the scriptures like in the book of Isaiah says, line upon line, precept upon precept. And that's how we're going to understand the word of the Lord as we begin to disannul some of those beliefs that's been out there concerning eschatology. Amen. It's going to bless many of you. Some of you are going to be revived and delivered from a lot of religious spirits. A lot of religious spirits are connected to dispensational teaching and true eschatology. So we're gonna come against some of those things, amen, so you can get a clear understanding. Because I'm going to tell y'all right now, I don't want anybody connected to me that's religious. It's just point blank. I mean, and if it takes bombarding the kingdom of darkness and breaking things off of your life so you can have a clear understanding of what the Word of God is truly saying to us, amen, then we need to come against the spirit of religion which is very strong in the church, amen. Praise God. So I'm excited. We got some big things coming up. Amen. Like I said, we're gonna do an in-depth teaching on that. Amen. And then there's many other things that are happening. Amen. We'll be right back up in Michigan, I believe, sometime in April. Amen. We're gonna be doing an apostolic and prophetic conference. I'm not sure about the date just yet. It has been confirmed. Amen. And then we'll be back down in Virginia. I believe that's probably gonna be the first week of April. Amen. With Impact Temple of Deliverance with Apostle Rodney Jackson. Amen. And I believe Evangelist Martin is gonna be a part of that meeting, as well as Prophetess Kelly Cruz as well. So we're going to have an exciting time down there in the state of Virginia. Amen. So all my family down in Virginia, y'all come on out. Amen. I know the Pastor's Whites over in Chesapeake, Virginia, amen, they listen to the shows very, very often. Y'all come on out. Amen. And amen. And I know once we get down there, if I know the Jacksons well, they might not let us go home. Amen. Praise God. So we praise God for that. Amen. For the awesome move of God that's going to be taking place in the days to come. Amen. There's a lot of exciting things coming up, y'all. So I'm excited. Amen. And again, as we continue to grow here locally, amen, and God continues to increase us, we'll be able to open up the doors for many of the ministry gifts that are connected to us to come here to Gary, Indiana. Amen. We do need a strong move of God here in this city. Amen. But I want to caution you to make sure you're prayed up when you come, because we deal with some devils that are, like I was telling Prophet Miller, we deal with some of those steel mill devils out here, them industrial strength demons. Amen. So you can't just come out here and expect to do a work and you haven't fasted and prayed. Praise God. You got to be ready to do some work. Amen. So we thank God for y'all. Amen. I'm going to play a song here in just a minute and get prepared while the song's playing. Y'all know the protocol. Go ahead and grab your Bibles. Amen. And we're going to get into the Word today. Amen. And we're going to expound on these revelation gifts. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And I'm going to also come back with some prayer. Amen. I feel led in my spirit just now. The Holy Spirit spoke to me. Several people. So I believe even the word of knowledge is getting ready to go forth. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
And I will dance with you. Yes, I will dance with you. let you go. I'll never let you go. Give me your hand and look in my eyes. Don't turn away. My sister, my bride, I'll never let you go. I'll dance with you that you you've chosen. I love it that you choose me.
We thank you, Jesus. Glorify your name, oh God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Father, as we come boldly before your throne of grace on this afternoon, God, Father, I pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father, that an impartation begins to go forth, Father, even now under the sound of my voice, Father. Father, I impart the gifts of the Spirit right now, Father, to every believer, Father. Father, I impart the gift of prophecy, Father. Father, I impart the gift of tongues and the gift of interpretation of tongues, Father, that they may be able to speak, Father, to speak forth the mysteries of God, Father, through your prophetic word, O God, in the name of Jesus, Father, that they become kingdom citizens, Father, speaking to the nations, Father, and interpreting every tongue, O God, in the name of Jesus, by the power of your Spirit, O God, in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, let them go forth in the gifts that do something, God, in the name of Jesus, Father, the gifts of healing, God, and the gifts of miracles, God, and the gifts of faith, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father, let the believers begin to operate, God, according to your word, Father, and by your spirit, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, let them become kingdom-minded people, Father, with kingdom faith, God. In the name of Jesus, Father, let the healing power of God, Father, begin to flow throughout their lives, God. In the name of Jesus, Father, let miracles be reproduced, Father, as they begin to preach the kingdom of God, Father, confirming it with signs and wonders following, God, in the name of Jesus, Father. And Father, even on today, God, as we begin to preach the kingdom of God, Father, concerning the revelation gifts, Father, Father, begin to open up the eyes of their understanding, God, that they may be enlightened, Father, that they even may receive the gift of the word of wisdom, O God, in the name of Jesus, the gift of the word of knowledge, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, and that their spirits may be sensitive, Father, to the opening of the spirit, the realm of the spirit, God, that they may understand the gift of discerning of spirits, O God, in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, I impart fire, God, in the name of Jesus. I impart strength, God, in the name of Jesus. I impart joy, God, in the name of Jesus. I release it right now, Father, into their lives, O God. In Jesus' name we pray, O God. Father God, I speak right now, Father, even to that one, Father, that is listening to me right now, Father, over across the seas, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father, even that it is early in the morning, Father, or late at night, Father, I pray right now, God, in the name of Jesus, Father, that you begin to stir up the gifts of the Spirit that is inside of them, oh God. I prophesy right now, Father, through these airways, God, into their belly, Father, that the rivers of living water flow out of their belly like never before, God, in the name of Jesus, Father. Loose your angels on assignment, O God, in the name of Jesus, as they go across the earth, O God, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, and they begin to touch the hearts of those that person may come in contact with, God, in the name of Jesus, Father, for you said the harvest is right, but the laborers are few, Father. Let the laborers of God begin to manifest, God, and come forth throughout the earth, O God, as the word of God is being stirred in their lives, God, in the name of Jesus. Touch their hearts, Father. Touch their minds, God, in the name of Jesus, Father. I speak it forth right now, Father, and I declare it to go forth right now throughout the earth, oh God. In Jesus' name we pray, God. Yes, God, thank you, Jesus. Father God, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. I hear that there's a gentleman right now that's listening, and I'm hearing the word Pakistan. I don't know if you're listening from the nation of Pakistan, but I hear the Lord say that he is stirring the Holy Spirit right now inside of your heart, inside of your belly. Praise God, you've been listening to the teachings concerning the nine gifts of the Spirit, and these things have become new unto you. And I hear the Lord saying that there's a fire coming from heaven as you begin to raise your hands and stretch them forth right now in the name of Jesus. There's an anointing to receive all nine gifts of the Spirit upon your life. For the men of God over in Pakistan, I hear the Lord say, get ready to receive, men of God, for you shall prophesy, says the Lord. And as you begin to speak forth in tongues, tongues of fire shall come forth out of your belly as you begin to war in spiritual warfare. And even as the teaching begins to go forth concerning discerning other spirits, in the name of Jesus, God is going to give you more clarity concerning those things that you have been seen operating, not only in your church, amen, but even in your family and in your own life. You're going to be able to discern the spirits that are in operation even over that city. I even hear the Lord say that there's a prophetic anointing that is a part of your life, amen, and God is going to begin to move you in the apostolic concerning the things of God and concerning the kingdom, amen, and God is going to begin to plant you forth even in that nation to be a beacon point even in that nation, says the Lord. If there's a man also listening that is down in Florida, I hear the Lord say Florida. He's very specific today. Amen. You're listening under the sound of my voice, and you've been trying to figure out what's happening in your church, why things are not moving in the direction that you need them to move in. You're not getting the proper growth. Amen. God says to begin to call the people together for prayer, praise God. Amen. He's calling for prayer even in your church, in your city, says the Lord. He's calling forth the people that will pray. The Bible says, when my people are called by my name, shall humble themselves and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, and then you will hear from heaven, and he shall heal your land, says the Lord. God wants you to begin to call forth a prayer like never before, where people begin to come together and fast and pray and push away those plagues, amen. And God's going to begin to heal the land, amen. And God says he's even going to begin to connect you with other prophets and apostles, amen. Not the ones that you're used to, even in that nation or even in that state, amen. But God's going to connect you with a new connection, a divine connection of the kingdom, amen. And they're going to begin to stir up the things of God concerning the move that he wants to take you in. Amen. But God says, I hear the Lord say, you must humble yourself. You must humble yourself. I hear also there's a person over in the state of Oklahoma that is listening even on today, praise God. I don't know if you're listening live or if you're in the archive, amen, and you've been having some trouble in the area of your throat, amen. It's been difficult for you to swallow, amen, and it's been difficult for you to even breathe at night, amen. The power of God is coming even now. I hear the Lord say on your larynx and on your esophagus area, amen, and the swelling, I see that with swelling there, it's going down, says the Lord, amen. And you can even feel the heat now, even as I'm speaking, it's under the sound of my voice. The heat is causing the pressure that was on your throat to go down, says the Lord. Praise God. We bless you for that word, O Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. We thank you right now, God. And I don't know what this is. The Lord is showing me someone that is oceanside. It was so prophetic that I even put on this instrumental because it's called the prophetic ocean. Amen. But there's someone that is oceanside. I don't know if you're East Coast or West Coast. Praise God. But the Lord is showing me that you're just surrounded by multitudes of people at times, amen. And God wants you to begin to release the anointing that he's placed upon your life that is apostolic and prophetic, amen. He wants you to begin to impart into the people, amen, that you're around. Now, I don't see you as one that is over a church or over a particular assembly or a body of people in a church setting, amen. More so in a business setting, amen. You're constantly surrounded. This may even be a businessman that I'm speaking to, amen. But there's an anointing on your life, amen. You set around anointed apostles and prophets, and God wants you to begin to release that anointing that's on your life in the area of those meetings that you regularly attend with these people. And yes, Lord, that is a businessman that I'm speaking to. God wants you to release that word, amen, as you begin to speak, because a lot of your meetings, amen, your assignments that you have, amen, are so kingdom concepts. They have kingdom principles, amen, that causes that business to grow, amen. You may even be a vice president or even the president of your corporation, but you're listening, amen, and God says to begin to release that anointing. Praise God. There's somebody that's listening to me that they're struggling. Amen. They're struggling with a python spirit. Father, we break that thing right now in the name of Jesus. I break that spirit of python right now. I come against you right now that you will not choke the life of the believer out of that person, right? I break your powers in the name of Jesus. I rebuke you and I cast you out. The blood of Jesus is against you. This person that I'm speaking to, amen, you've been seeking the Lord to receive the Holy Ghost. to receive the utterance of speaking of tongues on your life. Amen. Right now, in the name of Jesus, as you're listening under the sound of my voice, if you begin to lift up your hands, amen, the Spirit of the Lord is coming upon you in such a mighty way. All you need to do is open up your mouth and just begin to thank the Lord. Amen. Begin to thank Him for filling you with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Because the fire of God is coming upon your life on today. Amen. God is breaking that spirit that has caused you not to be able to receive. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we break the spirit of Bohemians, God, that they will speak in tongues, God, in the name of Jesus. We break that spirit right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Let them be filled with the fire of the Holy Ghost. We release the impartation of the Holy Ghost over these airways in the name of Jesus. Receive it right now. Father God, we thank you right now, Father, for the move of your spirit, even over these airways, God, in the name of Jesus. Hey, God, thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. 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 God is beginning to really shine the light in a lot of dark areas of many of your lives. Some of you that are listening right now, under the sound of my voice, amen, I see the Holy Ghost beginning to shine the light on some areas of darkness, things that have been hidden from you in the times past where you didn't understand how the enemy was trying to manipulate you or cause you to go to the left when God was causing you to go to the right. Amen. The Holy Ghost is shining the light right now, and He's exposing the works of darkness, the things that Satan has been trying to keep from you. Amen. Even in this moment that I'm speaking this, amen, I even hear the Lord say that there has been hidden finances, amen, that some of you have been attached to you, amen, that you weren't able to get your hands on. God is releasing that thing right now by the power of God, amen. Hidden resources, amen, that the enemy tried to keep from you, amen. God is giving you favor right now. It's coming upon your life, amen, where you're able to see and you're able to discern in the realm of the spirit those things that's been held up, amen, from times past. God is releasing them into the earth and into your bosom right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, I even received that word for myself. Glory be to God. We thank you right now, Father, for moving by your spirit, Father, for releasing into the earth, Father. We break and we bind up everything that the cankerworm and the palmer worm and the caterpillar and the locust have taken and eaten, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we go back into the realm of the spirit, God, and we regain everything, Father, back. We recover all right now, God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we issue a replevin right now, Father, on the enemy, oh God, and we claim back everything that he has taken from us. Sevenfold, God, and it shall be returned unto us. In Jesus' name I pray. Somebody is struggling even with their tax return right now. And I hear the Lord say, then go back to that person that prepared your taxes. Amen. Pay them. Take your taxes and go to somebody else. They made a mistake. I hear the Lord say, take your taxes, because that person that prepared your taxes for you made a mistake. Go and get your information. Pay that person for the service that they rendered. Go to someone else. Amen. Glory be to God. You're going to find some money there that had been messed up or that was not recovered as a result of error on your tax report. Go and get your taxes redone, says the Lord. We thank you, Father. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You know, I'm hearing this word again, even for the East Coast. Amen. I'm hearing it, and I've been hearing it this is more than once this week. Amen. God says for the intercessors on the East Coast, amen, get in your place of prayer. Amen. Get in a place of intercession, fasting and praying. There is a tsunami coming on the East Coast. Amen. There's an earthquake in the Atlantic Ocean. amen, and God wants to raise up a standard, and we need the intercessors, amen, and even not just on the East Coast, I hear the Lord say, but the East Coast or the intercessors across this nation need to begin to pray for the East Coast states. There's a reason why God is releasing signs and wonders on the East Coast even in this hour. Amen. The enemy doesn't want it to happen. And there's a tsunami that is stirring in the Atlantic Ocean. And God wants this thing rebuked. It shall not come to pass in the name of Jesus. I decree it right now. I decree that every intercessor shall come forth and begin to pray and begin to lift up a standard in the name of Jesus to come against that thing. We bind and we break the enemy trying to stir up the atmosphere for chaos and commotion in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. 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 God is really stretching forth his hands in our nation. God is really reaching down from heaven, and he's stretching forth his hands, and he's calling our nation to repentance. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I hear the Lord releasing. He's releasing Jeremiahs in the earth. God is beginning to release the Jeremiahs. The Jeremiahs are coming forth to begin to lament because the people will not repent. God is releasing the Jeremiahs. He's releasing the Jeremiahs. He's calling the people to repentance. He's blowing the trumpet in Zion. He's wondering why the people won't repent, why they won't listen to the prophets, why they won't listen. God is calling forth for repentance in the earth. He's calling his people to repentance. Oh, my God. God is lament. He's sending forth the prophets that will lament, that will cry before God, before his people. He's asking the people to repent, to repent, repent. Judgment is on our nation. It is upon our nation. It is upon the leaders of this nation. It is upon the house of God. Judgment is in the earth. God is going to cause us to fall on our knees by way of destruction and by way of chaos if we don't repent, if we don't come together and begin to pray. Judgment is on our nation. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Oh, God. Oh, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God. I haven't felt that anointing like that in a long time. But an anointing to come on me to weep. Praise God. I haven't felt that in a long time. And God is really, really, he's calling us, y'all. He's calling our nations to repentance. Amen. We must begin to pray. Amen. I've never seen ever in the history of the church where believers do not pray. Amen. This is a sad time in the body of Christ when believers will not pray, when believers are only concerned with titles and memberships and numbers and tithes and offering. Oh, God is sick with this. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Yes, Lord. God is tired of his folly in the church. He's sick of it, y'all. He's sick of it. Oh, my goodness. God is tired of the mess. God is tired of it. He's tired. And judgment is on our lands. Judgment is in our homes. Judgment is on our jobs. Oh, my goodness. Judgment is even in the highways, in the streets, amen, because our believers will not pray. Oh, and we call ourselves believers. We say we love God, but we won't even fellowship with the Father. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your presence, God. Thank you, Spirit of God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I want to thank God again for all of the listeners down in the chat room. Amen. Praise God for you. Amen. I got less than an hour to complete this message. Amen. I gotta give me a few minutes to catch myself and compose my thoughts again. Amen. The presence of the Lord really came on me strong. Amen. But God's not playing with us. Amen. Hallelujah. We need to get it together. Amen. God. Y'all don't want God to make this nation buckle down on his knees. Amen. The last time this nation came together in prayers when 9/11 came in 2001. We don't need another incident like that to make God's people pray. We don't need no more religious folks only coming together to pray because some destruction or some chaos took place in our nation. We need people that's going to come together and pray and seek the face of God because they love God, because they want to see our land healed, because they want to see our land prosper. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Whew. Man, y'all just don't know what I'm feeling right now in my spirit. Hallelujah. I tell you, God is in his place, amen, and he is on Blog Talk Radio. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. If y'all have your Bibles with you, come on, let's turn over to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, amen. Amen. Again, we're going to complete our series on the nine gifts of the Spirit today. Amen. Amen. But I felt the anointing of the prophet Jeremiah come upon me, amen, as I began to lament, amen, over the things of God, amen. And I just feel the heart of God right now, and God is saddened by the condition of his church, amen, the condition of his bride, amen. You know, many of you have had celebrated on Valentine's Day, amen, that were without that special someone in your life, amen, or you may have, you know, had a situation where, you know, maybe a spouse had passed away, amen, and it was your first time being without them. Or, you know, if you may have gone through a divorce, amen, and this was your first time without your spouse, or whatever the case may be, amen, you experienced a moment where you wasn't able to share that special love on that day with that person, amen. And God is feeling that way about his church right now, about bride, about the body of Christ, amen, because we're not where we're supposed to be, amen, as a church, amen. We're not in a place where we're intimate with him, amen. You know, when there's intimacy issues with spouses, amen, there's like an intimate issue with the church and God himself, because we're not going to the Father and we're not being intimate with him, and we're not interceding and we're not pressing into the things of God. We have become disobedient and we have allowed idolatry to come into the house. Amen. We've taken other gods and we've placed them before us. We've committed spiritual adultery in the church, and we've allowed these things to come forth in the body, and we not allow God to be God in his house. My God, I feel that thing, y'all. I'm sorry. I'm way away from my messages again today. God really wants to speak to his people. Amen. And he's unhappy. He's not pleased with the condition of the church because we won't pray. We won't fast. We won't seek after his face. We're only concerned about giving our tithes and receiving a special gift from heaven after we tithe. God's not pleased with that. He's not pleased with that. He's not pleased with the men that take the money and they spend it and they don't look after God's sheep. The sheep are suffering. They're not being nurtured. They're not being taken care of. Amen. Glory to God. God's people are not being fed. They're not being taken care of because we have ministry gifts that are only concerned about building their church, about how many other churches they can have up under their churches, how many leaders can submit to them. They're not concerned about the things of God. They're not concerned about God's people. They're not concerned about whether or not God's people are being healed, whether or not God's people are being set free, whether or not deliverance is going forth. They're not concerned about it, and God is not pleased with it. Judgment is in the house of God today, y'all. Good judgment is there. Judgment is in the house. You shall see in this day, says the Lord, many men and women shall begin to fall by the wayside. For I am allowing the enemy to cause fear to come upon them, says the Lord. And you shall see heart failure go forth, says God, as I begin to move out of the way those that are not have forsaken me, says the Lord. I shall cause the reproach to come upon their house, says God, as judgment begins to fall upon those ministries. For no longer will I allow them to not feed my sheep, says God. For I shall move them out of the way, says the Lord, and I shall raise up a new set of believers. There are a remnant of people. There are other ones, says the Lord. For Elijah is not by himself, says God. For I am raising up those that will, says God. Those that will press toward the mark, says the Lord. Those that will die for the sake of the gospel, says God. Those that will preach and be instant in season and out of season. Those that shall lay hands and those that shall impart, says the Lord. I am raising them up, says God. And these that I raise up, you don't even know, says the Lord. Yo, my shaken delivery, your top. Don't look for greatness because I'm not there, says God. But look for a place where there's humbleness and there's peace, says the Lord. For then you shall find me, says the Lord. Blessed are those that are humble and meek in spirit, says the Lord. And I even charge you, my women and my men, says the Lord, my children, to begin to sow into good ground, says the Lord. Some of you have sown into these ministries that are not feeding my sheep, says the Lord. Some of you have sown into areas where people are not being fed, says God. But I'm charging you today to begin to sow into those areas where my word can go forth and throughout the earth, says the Lord. For I am raising those up even now that will bring forth the word with truth and with power and will develop proper structure throughout the kingdom, says the Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. My God. Hallelujah. I'm trying to get into the word, y'all. I might have to come back and do this segment again one day. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, let's quickly go. We got about 45 minutes. I know I can do this in 45 minutes. Praise God. Amen. Let's go into the word. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Amen. Verses 7 through 10. We're going to read that. Amen. And I'm going to go through the notes real quickly. Amen. But I am allowing the Lord to speak. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. This is God's show, not my show. Amen. If the Lord wants to move today, I don't know why God's taking me this way. I didn't see this coming. Amen. This wasn't something that he put in my spirit. Amen. This is the Holy Spirit moving on me today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Amen. First Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 through 10. Amen. Glory to God. And it reads, but the manifestations of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another divers kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Now, the revelation gifts are three gifts of revelation that reveal something. Amen. The word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, amen, and the discerning of spirits. Amen. Glory to God. Now, God reveals information supernaturally through these gifts that will provide information outside the bounds of the person's natural processes, information that him or her mind did not conceive, ears didn't hear, or eyes did not see. Praise God. Amen. That's what God's been doing with me just the last hour. Praise God. Amen. I guess it was the demonstration that God wanted to do even before the teaching. Amen. He actually exercised it through my own spirit. Amen. He was revealing to me some things, amen, outside of my own information, my process of information that I was operating in for today's segment. Amen. And I wasn't getting ready to give y'all a religious teaching at that, amen, but God stepped in, amen, and took over and began to speak about some things that my eyes had not seen nor my ears had heard, amen, and he began to reveal, amen, a word through a word of knowledge, amen, and a word of wisdom, amen, as the Holy Spirit was giving me utterance just a little while ago. Amen. Let's talk about the word of wisdom first. Glory to God. Amen. I hope y'all taking notes. Amen. I hope y'all been taking notes throughout the entire series. Praise God. If you haven't, please go back into the archives. Amen. And listen to the other shows. Amen. I'm being as thorough as possible. Amen. I can really do a lot more in-depth teaching on this subject. Amen. Eventually I will. Amen. And I'll also train up other ministry gifts to do the same. Amen. As we begin to plant churches throughout the nation, amen, we're going to raise up other believers and leaders that can also teach in this area. Amen. Not just in a sense as a teaching that you may have received from the Faith Library, the Kenneth Hagin Library, amen, Lester Summerall, and many of the other great ministry gifts that taught on these. Amen. Amen. We bless God and we praise God for those ministry gifts. Amen. But there's always constant and progressive revelation concerning the Word of God. Amen. God is constantly moving on us. Amen. So we're going to always be able to move into a different area and get different insights according to the Word of God and this subject. Praise God. Amen. Now, the gift of the word of wisdom is a divine communication, a message to the church from God given by the Holy Spirit through a believer. It is a supernatural revelation of the divine purpose of God. God begins to give forth a small segment or a portion of information from his vast storehouse of wisdom. Wisdom has to do with that which is unborn or of the future. Amen. Now, if you look at this, amen, if you notice, you know, the exhortation that God had me to do just a little while ago, amen, it was an operation of the gift of wisdom that was flowing. Amen. We must be wise in this hour, y'all, about the people that we're connecting with. Amen. That is a word of wisdom. Amen. It's only wise to tell you that everybody that you connect to ain't who you're supposed to be with. And I know I'm using some Ebonics here, but y'all understand where I'm coming from. Amen. God did not charge us to connect with everybody that we come in contact with. Amen. But there's certain ones that God will place in our lives that will provide godly counsel. Amen. And give us good wisdom and instruct us in the things of God. Amen. So we all need each other. Praise God. Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, we all need each other so we can function properly in the church. Apostles, the elders, deacons, amen, that's the order of the presbytery in the kingdom of God. We need to understand that, amen. We all need each other. There's a function that goes on in the church that will provide us with proper insight and give us wisdom so that we're properly governed. And as the Bible says, all things are done decently and in order, amen. And when we do things according according to the order of God and according to the wisdom that God has given us and placed in our lives, amen, we'll begin to experience great success in the church. Amen. We'll witness a time of growth. We'll witness an explosion of souls being saved. Amen. We'll witness a great move of God as signs and wonders go forth. If you look at the early apostles, amen, when the Holy Ghost came upon them and he poured out upon the apostles at the time, and Peter stood up and he began to prophesy what was spoken of by the prophet Joel, there was such a strong move of God, 3,000 people got saved right away because he was decent and in order. Anytime there's an outpouring of the Spirit, there needs to be a prophetic utterance. There needs to be a prophetic impartation. There needs to be an apostolic government that begins to govern the church. Amen. And the elders and the deacons need to be put in place. Amen. And then you find that there's an awesome outpour of God's Spirit and a move of God upon his people for souls to be saved. Amen. We need that, y'all. We need that in the church. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Prophets in the Bible operated in the gift of wisdom, and the prophets of today flow in this gift also. This is an important gift, y'all. Every prophet, anyone who professes to be a prophet or a prophetess, must operate in the gift of wisdom. This gift must operate in your ministry at all times. Amen. We know that because even in the Old Testament, this gift was in operation in many of the Old Testament prophets, even as well as the New Testament prophets. This gift was always in operation. Let's look at, for instance, there was a prophet that came to Apostle Paul in the book of Acts, I believe. I think it was in the book of Acts chapter 20 or 21. I'm not sure exactly which one it was. But he sat down on the ground, and he began to tie himself up and bound himself in a rag. And he started to prophesy to Paul that when he went to Jerusalem, they was going to bound him up. Amen. That was a word of wisdom that the prophet released. That prophetic word became a prophetic wisdom. A word of wisdom. So you're going to find that even with the gift of word of wisdom, that when it begins to operate, it'll operate prophetically because it's going to reveal something that is not born yet, that is not in manifestation, or something that is in the near future. So the gift of wisdom is really important. Oftentimes, you know, when I would share, you know, before I would get up and minister in front of people, so that they'll understand where I'm coming from and they'll understand what gifts I'm going to operate in while I'm ministering, I'll reveal to them that I'll be operating not only in the gift of prophecy under the anointing of a prophet, but I'll also be operating also in the gift of wisdom and the gift of word of wisdom and the gift of word of knowledge. Amen. And so we'll talk about that a little bit more in depth as we talk about the word of knowledge as well. Amen. This gift is necessary in many instances. This gift must also be in operation when apostolic instruction is essential to structure in church planting. A word of wisdom is needed regarding releasing the ministry gifts and the presbytery. Amen. Praise God. And we just talked about that. Amen. The word of wisdom is necessary when you are faced with a choice and it is difficult for you to know in what direction to go. Once that word comes, it prepares you for the right way. Amen. A lot of times, one of the scriptures that I totally stand on myself, especially before I get ready to release a prophetic word or begin to go before God's people, the scripture is out of book of Proverbs where it says, acknowledge him in all thy ways, and he shall direct thy path. Amen. Any prophet that is strong in a prophetic utterance will know and understand the purpose behind that particular scripture, because it's important for us to understand the direction and the move of God that he wants us to go in. And many a times people may come to you for prayer, and they may need a word from God. They may need a word of wisdom. And, you know, a lot of times, especially for me, the Lord will take me directly into the word when it comes to a word of knowledge. He'll give me something that's very scriptural and foundational where that biblical truth is so strong you can't help but to trust God, because the word of God will speak for itself. Look at how this works even with the gift of faith, amen, and just plain old Christian faith in its essence, amen. The Bible says, like we said last week, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Your faith is stirred through a word of wisdom as you begin to acknowledge God in all of your ways, and then he begins to direct your path. So that's important. I think somebody really needed to hear that. I felt that in my spirit. That's why I had to release it that way. Amen. Somebody really needed to hear that. Praise God. Glory to God. Amen. It is also meant for a needy hour when you are under great stress or spiritual warfare. Amen. You can ask God what to do, and you will receive wisdom along these lines. Amen. Again, there we go. God will give us direction through a word of wisdom. Amen. We'll know that even in the word of God. Amen. When you're having a tough time dealing, you know, and this is just for just young new believers, amen, you're having a tough time with your salvation, amen, the Bible says to put on the helmet of salvation, amen, that is part of your spiritual warfare, amen, the Bible says put that on, amen, and that means just begin to exercise the word of God. You may need to read your Bible, you may need to get around some other strong believers so that your head can have protection, amen, and you can keep your mind straight. The Bible says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may be able to prove that which is good and acceptable in the perfect will of God. So you need that helmet of salvation to come on your life, amen, when you're struggling with your salvation and your walk with God, amen, because that spiritual warfare is going to take place inside of your mind. It's a battle in your mind between your flesh and your soul. So you need that helmet of salvation, amen, to operate or to be in effect in your life. Amen. You need the breastplate of righteousness. All of these various things, amen, you can read about in the book of Ephesians chapter 6 on how to combat against the enemy when it comes to spiritual warfare. That's a word of wisdom that Paul provided to the church of Ephesus, amen, that he released for his spiritual warfare. Praise God. Amen. And I won't get off into that right now because we could do all types of series on spiritual warfare and do teachings on that. Amen. But that's just essential in this part to what we're teaching on today. Amen. Let's read a scripture over in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Amen. And we're going to read verse 7. Amen. Glory to God. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 7. I'm trying to go through this quickly because I only got 33 minutes remaining. I would like to open up the lines today for any of you that might like to call in and talk. Amen. Glory to God. Hey, Minister Rosalind, I see you in the chat room. Praise God. I've been praying for you. You will be getting a call from me soon. Amen. Praise God. And I'm definitely believing God to really touch your heart in some areas. Praise God. Amen. And I know my sister Devon, she's online. Amen. Listening. Amen. I did go before the Lord in prayer for you on Friday. Amen. And fasted. And I felt a breakthrough. Amen. You just get ready to receive. God is getting ready to do some awesome things in your life. Amen. And even in your family's life. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Verse 7, amen, it reads, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. Amen. Let's look at this scripture, man. Let's skip down to verse, let's read verse 8 too. Might as well read it because it all kind of goes together. Verse 8, it says, which none of the princes of this world do. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Amen. In verse 9 and 10 reads, but as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither hath entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So we see here that the word of wisdom is essential in many of our lives. Amen. And mind it now, if we read the scriptures correctly back in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, how the Holy Spirit will give gifts individually to us as he will. Amen. Many believers that may not even operate as a ministry gift but have the gift of wisdom operating in their life. Amen. This is essential to a lot of things that are occurring in your life. Amen. Especially if you've been struggling with direction. Amen. And believing God for a move of God in your life. Amen. Or if there's been a struggle even in spiritual warfare. Amen. Just take those scriptures into context, and you can get a good understanding of exactly what God is saying here. Amen. Because you're not going to get it revealed through your fleshly eyes or through your fleshly ears. Amen. It's going to come by the Spirit. Amen. This is why it's so important for believers to pray. Amen. You have to spend time with God in prayer. Don't expect to receive anything from God if you don't spend any time in prayer. There's just no way around it, saints. Amen. You've got to spend time in prayer. That's the only way you're going to be in a position to receive from God. Praise God. Amen. Let's look at the word of knowledge now. Amen. The word of knowledge, amen, is the second gift in the category of revelations in the word of knowledge. Amen. The word of knowledge is related to fact. If a thing is knowledge, then it is not mystery. Amen. As opposed to we just talked about with the word of wisdom. The word of wisdom is mystery in sense, but the word of knowledge is something that is not hidden. Amen. It's something that we already know about. Praise God. Then it's not a mystery. Amen. This is one of the gifts that the Lord actually allows me to operate in quite a bit. Amen. And I'm going to talk about this a little bit more in depth in just a minute. Amen. This gift deals with what exists both past and present. God will reveal to one of his servants something that now exists or something that did exist. Amen. I'm going to give you a quick couple of scriptural passages that we can go over. Flip your Bibles over, if you will, to the book of Kings, 1 Kings chapter 19. Amen. And we're just going to use a couple of biblical examples here, amen, before I go into a little bit more depth on this. Amen. 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 14, 17. 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 14. I'm in 2 Kings, y'all forgive me. 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 14 through 17. Praise God. Praise God. There we go. There we go. Amen. Any reason, it shall come to pass that him that escapeth the sword of Hazael shall Jehu slay, and him they escapeth from the sword of Jehu shall Elisha slay. Amen. Verse 18 reads, amen. I'm sorry, y'all. Let me back up because I'm ahead of myself. Up to verse 14 again. Again, 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 14, and we read 14 through 17. Excuse me. And he said, I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, because the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword. And I, even I, only am left, and they seek my life to take it away. And the Lord said unto him, go, return unto thy way to the wilderness of Damascus, and when thou comest, anoint Hazael to be king over Syria, and Jehu the son of Nimshi shall thou anoint to be king over Israel, and Elisha the son of Shaphat of Abimelech shalt thou anoint to be prophet in thy room. And it shall come to pass that him that escapeth the sword of Hazael shall Jehu slay, and him that escapeth from the sword of Jehu shall Elisha slay. Amen. If you notice here in this passage of scriptures, amen, Elijah thought through his own knowledge he was the only one left, but God revealed to Elijah a word of knowledge. Amen. And you'll read that, amen, as you go a little bit further down and read the scriptures. It says, Yet I have left me 7,000 in Israel, all the knees which have not bowed unto Baal, and every mouth which has not kissed him. So God had to reveal to Elijah through a word of knowledge that he wasn't the only one left. Amen. And I think I mentioned that even in the prophetic utterance just a moment ago. Amen. How Elijah had to learn that he was not the only prophet or the only remnant of God that was left that was ministering the things of God in his truth and in his power. Amen. And we need to realize that today, y'all, too, as well, that many of us that may feel alone sometimes, especially prophets. Prophets feel such so alone sometimes, where they can feel like they're the only ones that exist on the planet. Amen. But know that God has a remnant of people that he has waiting, amen, to release in the earth. There are many that have been set on the backside of the desert, and God is just waiting for the appointed time to release them. Praise God. So we need to understand that there's an appointed time where God will release them into the earth. Amen. Amen. And these same men, as the Bible says, they had not bowed to the knee of Baal. Amen. We had to understand that there are prophets now that are not subject to this folly that's going on in the church. They're not interested in all this religious dramatics that's happening throughout the body. They're not conformed to idolatry. Amen. They don't find it necessary where they have to put on all of these crazy Roman Catholicism robes and hats and scepters and all of this mess that's going on in the church. Amen. That's ridiculous. Amen. They're not concerned with that. They're not concerned with the monies. Amen. They're not concerned with whether or not they're going to get paid if they come to your church. Amen. They're not concerned whether or not they're going to eat or whatever the case may be. Their only concern is the things of God and God's people. Praise God. And God has a remnant of believers and apostles and prophets that are out there even today, amen, that are waiting, amen, and ready to release the kingdom of God and to bless his people. Amen. Glory to God. Let's look at another example here real quickly. 1 Samuel chapter 10. Amen. God revealed through a word of knowledge to the prophet Samuel exactly where Saul was. And you'll find that in verse 22. I won't go to it right now for the sake of time. Amen. The word of knowledge should operate and flow with the word of wisdom and the gift of prophecy. This is especially true and essential in the times of worship and praise. Amen. Excuse me. Amen. This is why we refer to singing in the spirit as prophetic worship and praise. Amen. This is very important. We need this to operate in our churches, y'all, because a dry worship ain't working in church no more. All of that dry praise and worship, amen, where we get a couple of A and B selections, amen, even a C selection, and then you get the person to come back up and make an announcement, amen, glory to God, and then they come back up and say, we're going to ask another selection from our choir. Come on. Now, you want to talk about boring in the church? That's boring. Amen. I want a praise and worship team that's going to come forth, that's going to be able to sing in the spirit. They're going to come with a new song. Amen. They're going to be able to sing prophetically. Amen. They'll be able to sing a song that we ain't never heard before, a song coming straight from the throne room of God. Amen. With a prophetic utterance inside of it. Amen. Many a times y'all hear me when I play certain songs at the beginning of the Blog Talk program. Amen. You don't hear traditional choir songs. Amen. Not to say that I don't like any of them. Amen. But it's the fact that I'm trying to get people, God's people, to enter into his presence in such a way where we don't have to go through all the shenanigans to feel his presence. Amen. Now, there are certain songs, amen, that have been sang by many believers, amen, anointed believers like Hezekiah Walker and, amen, and the Clark sisters and Karen Clark Shield or many of those other people that's out there that sings those songs, amen. They are anointed minstrels and psalmists, amen. We praise God for them, amen, and they will usher you into the presence of God, amen. But then there are songs, amen, that come through prophetic worship and prophetic praise, amen, that will begin to charge the atmosphere prophetically as the word of the Lord is being released through worship, amen, that it will come through prophetic worship and the word of wisdom, amen, and the word of knowledge begins to flow, amen. The gift of prophecy is flowing while the worship is flowing, amen. All the gifts of the Spirit begin to operate, amen. There's nothing more than seeing someone being able to sing in the Spirit, amen, to begin to sing in an interpretation of tongues and then also come back with the interpretation, amen. The power of God begins to fall on that place because they're allowing the Holy Spirit to work within them, amen. Like you heard me say earlier, the Bible says, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Amen. When you got the Holy Ghost upon your life, praise God. Amen. It's something about the power of the Holy Ghost when it's down on the inside of your belly, when you begin to flow in the things of God through worship and through praise. Amen. You can't help but to begin to prophesy. You can't help but to begin to speak in tongues. You can't help but to begin to flow in the Spirit as you begin to sing prophetically before the Lord. Praise God. Amen. So we bless the Lord. Amen. For those that will worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. Amen. Because when you also worship in spirit and in truth, amen, you're worshiping him prophetically with a new song. You're worshiping him prophetically with a new praise, amen, through songs that come straight from the throne room. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. The word of knowledge will reveal sickness or disease. Amen. Some of you may have heard, amen, as I was going forth earlier with the word of knowledge, as the word of the Lord was coming forth, God began to reveal certain things to me concerning different people around the globe. Amen. Let me recall the man in Pakistan. Amen. The Lord was showing me there was a man in Pakistan that had been listening to the program. Amen. God was giving a word of knowledge as well as a word of wisdom to the man of God over in Pakistan. Even in Florida. Amen. As the Holy Spirit moved on me to reveal a word of knowledge to the man and also in Florida. Praise God. In Oklahoma. Amen. amen. Those were words of knowledge, amen, that the Lord was allowing me to flow in, amen, as well as a word of wisdom, amen. And notice, y'all, I remain humble at all times, amen. Notice that I said the Lord allowed me to flow in that, amen, because we cannot do things ahead of God, amen. We must be decent and in order, amen. And God is no respecter of person. I don't care how much you call yourself an apostle, a prophet, an evangelist, pastor, a teacher, amen. You must understand that you have to remain humble and submitted to the Holy Ghost when you're flowing in the gifts of the Spirit, amen, because not only that, you also have to have the fruits of the Spirit operating in your life as well, amen. One of the things about the word of knowledge, and I want many of you that are even seasoned believers that don't even understand that to understand this as well, when you're operating in word of knowledge, there must be a strong fruit of the Spirit of joy in your life. You have to have joy operating in your life. And one of the things I was sharing with Prophet Miller, I think I shared this with Prophet Sykes also on the other day. One thing that God wants us to do, y'all, is have balance. We got to have balance in the ministry. You know, one of the things that I concentrated on this week was ministering to my family, because you'll find yourself, especially those that have been the ones that are sent ones and have called of God, you travel throughout the earth and minister, amen. Make sure you take time out to minister to your family, amen. Sometimes you need to give your family a word of knowledge, and the best word of knowledge you can give your family is, hey, let's go to the movies, y'all. Let's go have a good time. Praise God, amen. Or you can minister to your family and say, come on, let me cook dinner for y'all today, amen, and serve y'all and take care of you. I mean, sometimes you can't be so stiff and so caught up in the things of God that you don't understand that you need to spend time with your family. Glory to God. So we need to make sure that we have balance at all times. Amen. Don't be so heavenly bound to your no earthly good. Praise God. I know y'all understand where I'm coming from. So we need to make sure that we obtain balance at all times when we're ministering. Amen. That's important. God wants us to do that, especially for husbands and wives. Amen. Make sure that you maintain balance. Amen. I believe a lot of the divorces that happen in the church today is a result of not having enough balance in the body. Amen. You're not ministering to your spouses like you should. Amen. You need to have balance. There's got to be balance in your ministry. Praise God. And part of that balance, again, it reverts back to having the joy of the Holy Ghost. That is a fruit of the Spirit, and that's how the word of knowledge begins to operate. So many of you that are believing God to tap into a deeper level of the word of knowledge, then you need to tap into a deeper joy. And how do you get a deeper joy? Get some balance. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Last but not least is discerning of spirits. I got 17 minutes left. I want to talk about this real quickly. Amen. And then I want to open up the lines. Praise God. Amen. The discerning of spirits. Amen. This gift has no relationship to that which is natural. Amen. There's nothing natural about discerning spirits, y'all. So before y'all even start thinking about it, when you say, well, how do you discern spirits? There's nothing natural about it. You can't see it with your natural eye. Amen. There's some people that are anointed to see certain spirits in operation. Amen. There's been times when God will reveal things through me to me in a natural sense. Amen. But at the same time, I know. Because I have a little knowledge in that area, I know that I'm not really looking at it in a physical sense, but it's more so in a spiritual sense, where you thought you actually visualized a spirit with your eyes. Now, let me hit on this right quick before I touch on this. Amen. The Lord just put this in my spirit. Amen. One of the things that's real strong in the earth right now, especially in the media, amen, you got all of these people on television, these necromancers, amen, that are that deal with the dead. Amen. Sylvia, she comes on the Montel Williams show. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Y'all listen to me very carefully for y'all to sit up and watch that mess. Amen. She operates in a strong, familiar spirit. Amen. And when she talks about how dead people or the dead are around certain ones and they're protecting their lives, amen, that's a familiar spirit that's in operation. Y'all be careful with that, amen. And you know, she may be saying some true things, but when they operate with spirits of necromancies and familiar spirits and stuff like that, they're speaking with demons. Those demons are revealing these things to them. So y'all need to be careful and make sure that you operate in the things of God and you discern those spirits correctly, amen. And there's another one, John Edwards, that comes on television. praise God. Y'all need to be careful how y'all sit there and watch that mess, amen, because you'll find yourself, you know, dibbling and dabbling with familiar spirits, amen, astral projections and all kind of craziness, amen. If y'all ever operated in any type of astrology, amen, Ouija boards or anything like that, if you never had any deliverance from witchcraft or Jezebel spirits, you need to be delivered. I don't care if you've been saved 20 years. You need to get you some deliverance and get the devils cast out of you if you've been messing around with any type of astrology, horoscopes, witchcraft, or any of that stuff. You need the devil cast out of you. Praise God. You can email me and tell me anything you want to tell me, but I'm going to tell you the truth. If you've been dibbling and dabbling with that stuff at some point in your life and you decided you was going to get saved and live holy, but you never got any deliverance from it, you need to get some deliverance. Because as soon as you start tapping into the prayer and prophetic ministries at a deeper level, you're going to be confronted with that spirit every time. That spirit will confront you until you deal with it. Now, y'all can act religious on me as you want to. Amen. I've experienced it. I know what I'm talking about. Praise God. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. I just thought I hit on that, but y'all have to be careful because familiar spirits have a way of revealing things to you that make you think that you're seeing things by discerning spirits as well. Praise God. And you might not find that information in any book that's revealed to you by the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. The discerning of spirits is the divine ability to see the presence and the activity of a spirit that motivates a human being, whether good or bad. The revelation comes to the church through the functioning of the Holy Spirit. This gift gives insight for believers to see into the realm of the spirit. Amen. So we need to understand, y'all, that's definitely a gift that must operate in the church. Now, if you remember when we started this series on the nine gifts of the Spirit, I was telling you how I believe there are three gifts. Now, we already know gift of prophecy is one of the gifts every believer should definitely operate in. But I really believe that the gift of prophecy, along with the gift of faith and the gift of discerning of spirits, are three main gifts that we definitely must operate in. We need the gift of discerning of spirits to operate in. Amen. This gift must operate in our churches. It brings tremendous inspiration to a church body. It will be essential to exposing false doctrines, lies, and traditions of men or religious spirits. Amen. One of the things that Prophet Miller and I did when I was in South Carolina, amen, we rode around the city, amen, and we began to discern different areas around the city, amen, and we were able to actually see some of the various things that were happening in that particular region. Amen. And we discerned some of the strongholds that was over the nation or over that particular territory. So we need that gift to operate in our life. Praise God. Amen. If you read in Matthew chapter 7, verses 4 and 5, amen. Matter of fact, I'm going to flip over that and read that real quickly. We got about 12 minutes remaining, and I want to open up the line. Praise God. Amen. I see a lot of activity down inside of the chat room. Praise God for you all again. Amen. Book of Matthew chapter 7. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 7. I'm going to read a couple of verses there real quickly, and then I'm going to close this out and open up the lines. I believe we're going to go into the archive, so if any of you want to grab the number and begin to call in, amen, the phone number is 646-716-9487. Amen. 646-716-9487. Praise God. And again, I'm going to the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verses 4 through 5. Praise God. Amen. And it reads, how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thy own eye? Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam of thy own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. Amen. So this is important, because what I want to talk about here is very important also in discerning spirits, because sometimes we can easily get this mixed up. Amen. In order to keep a balance, there is a vast difference between natural discernment and spiritual discernment. Before you ever try discerning anything, discern your own life. Praise God. Did y'all hear me? Discern your own life. There is a thin line between discerning human-like characteristics and discerning spirits. You can easily find fault and judge people outright. Amen. And with that said, amen, if you, and I won't go into depth and read it, but if you go to Romans 2, chapter 2, verses 1 through 3, it talks about judging one another. Amen. One of the things that I find very strong in the church right now today, especially amongst family members and real close friends, is that there's a problem with criticism. Amen. Sometimes you can be so critical because you see there's a move of God in a person's life. Amen. And because of jealousy, envy, and strife, and all of these various different things, animosity, you know, people have a tendency to say, well, how is it that God is moving on that person's life? He ain't moving on my life. I've been in ministry all these years. I've been in this city, and I've been ministering all this time. Well, I tell you the problem right now. Your problem is you got too many eyes, and there's a big eye in pride. Amen. That's one of the reasons why you're not experiencing the move of God in your life. Amen. Again, like I said before, God is not a respecter of person. God will choose whomever he will to pour out his blessings and his glory on to move his ministry into the place or to have a move of God wherever he fits it or finds fits for it to be. Amen. Just because you've been preaching for 20, 30, 40, 50 years doesn't mean that you're going to be Apostle Wonder or prophetic this, that, and the other. That means a hill of beans to God. God will choose whomever he wants to send you forth in the earth. Amen. He is no respecter of person. Amen. So for those that go around criticizing other ministry gifts, amen, be careful because there's a thin line between you being in judgment and discerning what really is going on in that person's life. Sometimes we just need to be happy and glad and thank God for those that God is anointing and thrusting forth in the things of God in the earth to bring forth the kingdom. Amen. Because it takes a special person to bring about the things of God. Amen. Everybody not called to do what so-and-so was called to do. Amen. There was only one Martin Luther King. Praise God. Amen. There's only been one Kenneth Hagin. There's only been one Jack Cole. There's only been one John Wesley. There's only been one A.A. Allen. Amen. God uses men for various different reasons to operate in various different areas of ministries. Amen. Just because one goes forth and the other one doesn't give you the right to be critical to that ministry gift. So be careful how you discern on that particular subject in that area of truth. Praise God. Amen. 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 To discern spirits, we must dwell with him who is holy, and he will give the revelation and unveil the mask of satanic powers in operation. Amen. The discerning of spirits is essential to casting out devils and spiritual warfare. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I don't have a lot of time to go into this. Amen. Praise God. I got 7 minutes remaining. Amen. I wanted to read a passage out of a book by some old ministry gifts, amen, they passed on, amen, Frank and Ida May Hammond, amen, called The Pigs in the Parlor, amen, it's a very old book, amen, I think this book came out in 1977, amen, and it's been one of the, actually 1973, praise God, amen, it's been one of those books that came out, one of the first books on spiritual warfare and deliverance, amen, that ever came out. It's very foundational, amen. I recommend that book to every believer that don't know anything about casting out devils, amen, or operating in the things in the area of deliverance, amen. I recommend that book for you, amen. Praise God, amen. Get that book. It's by Frank and Ida May Hammond, and that's I-D-A-M-A-E Hammond. H-A-M-M-O-N-D, amen, it's called Pigs in the Parlor, P-A-R-L-O-R, the practical guide to deliverance, praise God, amen, glory to God. We got 6 minutes remaining, amen, if you all like, amen, again, you can call in, phone number is 646-716-9487, amen, again, 646-716-9487. 9487. Amen. We praise God for you for joining us again on here on Kingdom Voices. Amen. I've had a wonderful time here with you all again, sharing things of God. Amen. God is so good. Amen. Amen. We praise God for a move of his spirit even here on the program today. Amen. And praise God. Like I said, amen. I'm here in the Midwest in Gary, Indiana. Praise God. And we're actually seriously witnessing 4 seasons today, amen. We've had bright sunshine. We've been close to 50-degree temperature, amen. and I literally saw thunderstorms and rain. I saw the sun come out, amen, and we got a snowcast coming in later on today, praise God. So, like I said, the earth is out of control, and it's out of control as a result of where the church is, but we're not doing what we're supposed to do, so the earth can't do what it's supposed to do, praise God. So, amen, we just need to get into a place where we begin to get it together, y'all. Amen, glory to God. Amen, thank God for each and every one of you again. Like I said, I got about 5 minutes remaining. Amen. We praise God for Sister Janine Strickland down in the chat room. Praise God for you. Amen. I'm still working on that interpretation of that dream. Amen. It may not even be an interpretation of that dream, so there's no need to be weary. Praise God. If it is, definitely I will get back with you. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And guest number 487, I don't know who you are, but if you can, please identify yourself down in the chat room. Fresh Fires. I think that's Fresh Fires 1. Praise God for you. Amen. We bless the Lord for you. Amen. Adam Greenfield, thank the Lord for you. Amen. Thanks. I know you'll come by and stop by and listen to us very frequently. We praise God for you. Amen. I hope you're getting something out of it. Amen. And I'm believing God for you to be a part of the kingdom. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And I see a few others that just joined the room with us. Bishop Derek, God bless you. Amen. And Prophet Sykes, Voice of Science, I believe you're already on the phone with me. Amen. And of course, my good friend, Prophet Will Miller. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. That's my buddy. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for Prophet Miller and Evangelist Martin. Praise God. Amen. We just thank God for each and every one of you. Amen. Sister Devon and also, glory to God, my sister Bobby down in Evansville. We praise God for each and every one of you. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I'm just so excited. I praise God. Amen. And I'm just looking forward to such an awesome, awesome outpour of God's Spirit, even on our nation. Amen. I believe even with the woes and the judgments that's going forth in the earth, I still believe that God is going to raise up a people that will pray, that will call upon the name of the Lord. Amen. And we're going to enter into a season where we begin to receive the blessings and the promises of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Prophet Sykes, I got you online with me. You're welcome to speak if you can hear me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to God. Prophet Bill, I got you online as well. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I feel a prophetic stirring also in the atmosphere. So, like I said, I got Prophet Sykes and Prophet Miller. I do got you online. Amen. You all welcome to speak at any time. Amen. Again, praise God for your fresh fire. Is that Fresh Fires 1? Amen. Praise God for you. God bless you. Amen. You're welcome to call in. Amen. Anytime, amen. If you want to call in, 646-716-9487. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. We got about 2 minutes remaining. Amen. We're definitely going into the archive. So if any of you want to call in, if you just want to listen, amen, we praise God for you. Amen. And if you'd like to speak, I mean, again, go ahead and call in. It's, again, 646-716-9487. Praise God. 646-716-9487. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Prophet Miller, can you hear me?
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah. How you doing, Prophet? God bless you.
Well, man, I'm just rejoicing. My cup is running over.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
And I've seen the increase in our service on this morning, I tell you. It seemed like it was a messenger. I mean, a whole family came in.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. A whole family. So God is doing something in the earth.
Yes. Praise God.
Hallelujah. And all the stem for the revival that we did on the 7th and the 8th.
Praise God.
Glory to God. And matter of fact, I, you know, by faith, I was coming in, just setting up, just like I had a musician. You know, I just set up the keyboard. Guess what happened this morning? God sent a musician. God sent the praise and worship leader to the ministry.
Praise God.
This morning.
Praise God.
Look at that.
Praise God. Look at that. Look at God.
Oh, yes. And the Lord spoke to my spirit, and God was talking about being committed. God is looking for commitment.
Hallelujah.
Commitment.
Hallelujah.
And I was sort of like blown away. I mean, you know, I wasn't expecting that to happen. Glory to God. And we pulled up the same time. And he said, what can I do for you? You know, let me help you, Pastor.
Wow.
Seemed like it was an angel from heaven. I said, wow, I was just blown away.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. That is awesome. That is awesome. Hallelujah. Y'all don't know it, but Prophet Miller, I know he's been believing God for some minstrels in the house. Amen. Amen. He definitely needed some anointed minstrels. Praise God. We thank God for that. Hallelujah. Wow, y'all, I feel like shouting.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. I got some other people on the phone with me already. I believe it's Evangelist Martin. Amen. And Miss Quiet Storm, Sister Denise. I still got you on as well. Prophet Sykes, I don't know if you got your phone on mute or not. Amen. And I still got Devon and Bobby. I still got y'all on mute. So I know Bobby may not want to say anything right now. But I'll bring y'all up in just a minute. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because I know I think we're all off live now. We're all in the archives now. So praise God. Amen. So any of y'all welcome to speak anytime. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Evangelist Martin. I bring you greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So glad that I tuned in this afternoon. Another powerful, awesome broadcast with the prophetic impartation and the word of God that came forth. I'm just so excited, and I didn't want to miss anything, so I'm calling in. Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Anybody else? Anybody else? I got everybody in queue here.
Glory to God. Here, come out of the bush. Avengers Mark.
Yes.
Are you there? Get ready. I see new doors of opportunity. Glory to God. God is going to do something. Glory to God. Glory to God. There are going to be some doors that are going to begin to open up for you. Glory to God. And signs, Lord says, signs and wonders. Signs and wonders. And also that you have the gift of healing.
Praise God.
I see God has used you in that area.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Glory to God. And Lord said, you're going to be laying hands on people with tumors, and tumors going to dissolve. Glory to God. So you get ready. You get ready. Prepare yourself. Because this is your year. This is the year. This is the year for you. You're going to see some things begin to open up for you. Ain't much in your finances. Glory to God. Glory to God. Even those prayers that you prayed on last year, you're going to see the manifestation.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Glory to God. I see the month of March is a really good month for you.
Hallelujah.
The month of March. Wow, you're going to see your ministry is going all of a sudden going to take off. March.
Hallelujah.
Yes. March.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I see that you are an intercessor.
Yes.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. And Lord, say he well pleased of your faithfulness.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
And he's going to reward you.
Oh,
and he's going to begin to show himself mightily. Mightily.
Thank you, Father.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. I even see your ministry expanding in new territories.
My God.
New territories. New territories. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. And the Lord going to begin to network you, and you're going to have favor. The favor of God going to rest upon your life. As you begin to launch out, you know, in radio, I don't know what you're doing, but the Lord said continue to launch out into different areas.
Yeah.
Okay, they're just like launching your net out. You're launching your net out for the great catch. And you watch, I do it, says the Lord. Watch there be an increase come in. Glory to God. 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 The Lord has prepared you for such as a time like this. You've been through something.
Oh, yeah.
You've been through even much in relationship in that particular area. You've been hurt.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Glory to God. But the Lord said that all that going to work out for your good.
Amen.
Your best days is ahead.
Hallelujah.
Hey, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Your best days is ahead of you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I know that's an observation right there. I don't think Prophet Miller, he didn't know I gave Evangelist Martin a word like that. I mean, he confirming almost everything.
Yes, yes. Amen. I mean, it's just confirmation. And as you said, man of God, I just want to let you know that everything that you said, God has already spoken unto me. He's spoken through other prophets, through Apostle Hill, through Apostle Rodney Jackson, and others. So the word has come forth out of three witnesses of the prophets already. And I just thank God, and I just bless the Lord, and you're on point, and I just want to let you know, thank you so much. I received the word of the Lord, and I just thank God, and I will give you all the praise report as things begin to manifest. And I know they're already manifested in the spirit realm, so they're about to manifest in the earth realm. Amen.
Yes.
God.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Sister Divine, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Could you call Prophetess Sykes? Can you two-way her?
I'll do my best. Hang on just a second. Let me try.
Okay.
Oh, glory God. Glory to your name, Father.
Sister Denise, I got you online too. How you doing?
Oh, glory to God.
Amen, amen, amen. I am blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed. God is good. And I'm sitting here just listening, being blessed by the word that God is sending. And it was a powerful word today. I enjoyed it. And as always, I am blessed. Whew. And just thanking God, just grateful to God for all that he's doing in my life. God is shifting me and confirming some things in my spirit, and I'm launching out. I'm moving in the direction God is sending me in, and I'm being blessed. And I give the enemy no credit because I know he's defeated, so it's not even worth mentioning. But, you know, if he wasn't bothering me, I'd question if I wasn't doing the right things. But I know that I am, and so I know God is going to get the glory out of it all. So to God be the glory, just giving him the praise, giving him the glory, worshiping him, and just continuing to seek his face. Seek his face, and he's doing some awesome things. Amen.
Praise God. God is pleased with your humbleness. He is very pleased that you've been successful to the things of God. Amen. You're getting ready to experience another level. that God wants to take you to. Amen. So don't hesitate to move into it, because it's going to come quickly. And God will take you to the next level where you can begin to receive another outpour of his blessings upon your life. Amen. And I don't know if you already got it or not, but I see that car coming real soon. I mean, I don't
Oh, I'm sorry, because I was getting ready to scream in everybody's ear, because I'm looking for another car. I was out at the lot last weekend, and I'm like, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I don't prophesy cars and houses. I can care less about
them. Like, yeah, you know.
But I saw it, so I believe God getting ready to move on.
Thank
you,
Jesus. Amen. And just to share what that was really about, I went out to Kingdom Life again last week, and I had a chance to talk to your brother for a good little while I was there, and as well as on last week on Sunday. And, you know, that I know it has been confirmed in my spirit. I had a chance to talk to him, and I'm making that move there. And, you know, and God had even been speaking to me, as I make that move, that there's a lot of other things that's going to shift. There's been so much that God has just been ministering to me concerning that, and just moving in obedience and not knowing how it was going to happen, how it was going to be done. But I said, Lord, I know this is the direction you're moving me in. So if you are moving me in that direction, I know you're going to provide everything I need in order to be faithful and do what I need to do. And so God has been placing in my spirit, start looking for a car. And when you get to that place, I'll let you know when you're there, you know, and I'll let you know who to talk to. And so when I was there last week, and your brother prayed with me, and we stood in agreement concerning that. So I thank God for that.
I really
thank God for that. I received that. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah! It's a time and a place for everything. Because, like I said, I don't care too much for prophesying to anybody about no cars and houses.
Yeah.
I think that's irrelevant to the kingdom. But sometimes, you know, we need our transportation to get to and fro,
mm-hmm.
and where God wants to take us to. Amen. Yes. And that's certainly something that God wants to release in your life. Amen. So you can go where you need to be.
Amen. Amen. And I'm there with you. You know, I'm like, you know what, Lord, I just want to be in your will. You know, a lot of times people say, oh, Lord, and you know, I had a car and I got rid of it, and I've been content. I have not even said, Lord, I haven't even prayed for another car, to be honest, as far as saying, Lord, I want a car. Lord, I want a car. God has blessed me to be able to do all the things that I need to do. So, you know, that hasn't been, but, you know, that hasn't been something that, Lord, I've been pressing and praying about. But I just thank God, and he did speak to me. He said, I'm going to provide everything you need as you make this shift and you make this transition and go in the direction that I'm moving you in. And so, you know, I'm a true believer. When you seek God, he'll bless you. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. And that is my desire, just to really, Lord, I want to be in your will. I want your purpose to be fulfilled in my life. You know, whatever you choose to bless me with materially, I thank you for it, but that's not my focus. I'm appreciative for what God is doing, and you know, but for me right now, it's like, Lord, there is something so deep within me that is stirring, and I just want to get into that place where, you know, you can teach me, you can prepare me, you can equip me for whatever it is that you would have me to do. That's my focus. And so I just thank God for, you know, being able, you know, that what you just spoke concerning the car, you know, that to me is a fringe benefit. You know, and I thank God for it, you know, and God is so good. God is so good. I'm just thankful for what he's doing in my life from the inside out and what he's doing in my spirit. And God is good. I thank
Praise
him.
God.
I glorify him and I praise him.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Ooh.
Hallelujah. Hey, Divine, was you ever able to get Prophet Sykes?
Yes.
All right. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Bless you, Apostle. Hey, glory. Hallelujah. Hey. Thank you, Jesus. Grace and peace, my brothers and sisters. God bless you, Prophet Miller. How are you?
I'm just doing fine. I'm just bubbling over. Oh, glory to God. Glory be to God.
Hey, glory. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm excited about what God is doing in South Carolina. I do apologize that I was not able to make it, but you were definitely in my prayers. I praise God for the move of his spirit that is happening in South Carolina and along the East Coast. God bless you, man of God, as God continues to elevate you in the spirit, because there is definitely a higher calling on your life, and God is definitely positioning you strategically for a mighty work in South Carolina and even along the East Coast. And you will travel as well as God brings order to the house and you set that house in order and put the people in place. I see God sending another apostle to you, and you're raising apostles, prophets, and teachers in that house. I see that in the spirit.
Praise
and God.
God
is going to allow you to travel and to go establish churches across the United States. You are to go and help other churches be put in order because of your keen prophetic ear, because you hear the word of God, says the Lord. Hey, glory.
Hey,
hallelujah.
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Today, says the Lord, what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bring order, says God, to my house. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. I see God opening the doors of travel. And I'm talking about provision is coming your way. It's going to be so easy for you to go and do the work of the Lord. I'm telling you, you're not going to have to want or worry about anything, says God. I heard the testimony about the musician that came, and that's just the beginning, says God. There are other people coming. They're just going to show up, everything that you need. And I see your congregation growing by leaps and bounds. Hallelujah.
Hey,
glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You have a Antioch center there, and I'm talking about you're raising leaders. You're
That's
not
right.
raising babes, but you're raising leaders. There's a house full of leaders under you right now. They're already there, and you're preparing them for the work of the Lord and an international ministry as well. God is going to allow you to cross the Atlantic Ocean, says the Lord, and you will go to other countries and minister the gospel, and you will come with fire, says God. You have a miraculous ministry, signs, miracles, and wonders. I see you speaking and manifestation coming instantly, opening the windows of heaven, and people are going to be able to see it. When you speak, they're going to see what you're seeing in the spirit. Hey, glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hey, glory. Hallelujah. God said you have his voice. When you speak, it's his voice that comes out of your mouth. And I think I heard that before. Did I tell you that before? Because I said that before. Yeah, I heard that before. Yes. That
Hallelujah.
The voice of the Lord when you speak. And I praise God for you, man of God. And I look forward to meeting you. And I will meet you one day, you know, God willing. And I know that's part of God's plan. I just don't know when, because he has me going all over the place as well. But I praise God for your ministry as well as Apostle Hill, as God is opening doors for you, man of God. And there is more travel coming your way, even beyond what you've already announced, because God is broadening your borders. I see him just enlarging you and stretching you, and I see your arms stretching across the ocean as well. It's like you're standing in one place in your arms. It's almost like that dude on Fantastic Four. And I see you stretching all in both directions, not just east, but the west coast as well. And God is going to open up territory in the west. I see you going to dry places like Arizona. I see you going to Oklahoma. You're going to go to some crazy places. You're going to go to some places that you know, you just never dreamt that God is going to send you there, but he is. And some places you're going that, I'm not trying to be funny, you're going to be the only black person there.
Praise God.
Yes, you are. God has given you an international anointing to cross borders, you know, and all type of diversities and things. And he's definitely enlarging your territory, and I see him making a major connection with you. In the next 2 months, you're going to be connected with someone in a major ministry. I'm talking about somebody that's been established in ministry for a long time, and they are going to be key in opening some major doors for you. And that is going to happen in the next 2 weeks. And I also traveling overseas as well. I see you establishing or covering the church in Africa. And also that's going to open the door for you to go to Europe as well, because you're going to London, says God. And your ministry is about to be thrusted in a higher realm of glory, says God. Signs, miracles, and wonders, and angelic visitations and manifestations of the Spirit of God in the meetings that you're in. I see you ministering before thousands of people, almost like a revival type thing, but it's not a revival. Of course, we spoke about this, where God is speaking, and the Spirit is about a revolution. And there is systems coming down, and I see you preaching, and I see miracles happening all over the place. I see people being raised from the dead spiritually and physically by hearing the word of God and laying on of hands. I see devils being cast out. There's a mighty healing anointing upon you as well, says God, that if you lay hands on the sick, they shall recover, says God. And you're going to see more of that begin to happen in your ministry. God is going to send you to impoverished places. And even in America, and I'm not necessarily talking geographically or economically, but I'm talking about spiritually impoverished places that God is going to send you to, and there's going to be such a mighty move of the Spirit of God that they're not going to be able to deny that you are truly a sent one by the Lord Jesus Christ himself. There is such a mighty miracle ministry that you have. I'm talking about truth. The apostolic truth is definitely there, but God is about to thrust you even deeper into the realm of the supernatural. And that is the word of the Lord. I praise God for what he's doing. Even the ones who are listening even now, those ministry gifts that are listening now, Evangelist Martin is always on my spirit. And every time I see this woman of God, is she there? Woman of God, are you on the phone? Evangelist Martin.
She's not on the phone. She might be. She's still with us. She might be on mute.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I'm still here. I was on mute.
Okay, God bless you, woman of God.
God bless you.
God is definitely thrusting you into the prophetic even more. God said that he's been speaking to you and giving you prophetic words even in the midnight hour. He wakes you up because of your intercession. The Lord is saying that he's thrusting you into the prophetic, and it won't be long when you're walking in the fullness of the call of a prophet, says the Lord, because you are a prophet of the Most High God. God has gifted you with so many gifts. God said there are so many gifts inside of you that even now he's stirring them, and he's going to begin to draw on them. He's going to begin to pull that out of your belly, things that you didn't even know was there, some things that's been lying dormant. But even now God is activating it by the power of his Spirit in the name of Jesus. And I praise God for the anointing on your life to be a prophet, a Deborah in this day and age. And I praise God for your ability to be able to intercede for the less fortunate and for the starving and for the hungry. And you also have a healing ministry and deliverance, that when you speak the word of the Lord, people, I see chains falling off of them, and I see the dead clothes coming off of those who were resurrected out of the grave, but yet the grave clothes are still on them. And God is going to use you, woman of God, in this hour to speak a word of deliverance, that the grave clothes will fall off of them and the reproach would be removed. And I see you moving. I see you walking in front of a whole movement of women. There are other women behind you that you are leading, and it's like an army of the Lord, and you're going to raise these women up to be virtuous women and wailing women, how to wail at the wall and how to coordination, says God. You have a prayer ministry. It's a prayer ministry, says the Lord, and you're going to raise up prayer warriors, says God. He said he gave you this vision. He said begin to move on it. He said begin to move on it. Begin to train my daughters on how to seek my face, how to get in my presence, and how to pull that that anointing and that deliverance out of the garment of Jesus himself. He said, you're like the woman who pressed through the crowd and touched the hem of his garment. He said, I want you to teach the other women how to do that because my daughters need to be set free. Hey, glory. Hey, glory. Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to God.
God said there is a center of deliverance that you are to establish. Hey, glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, I speak in the name of Jesus and by the power of the blood of Jesus and by the power of his Holy Ghost. Hey, Kanda Robo Shanaka. I speak to her destiny right now, and I speak to that center. Hey, glory to God. In the name of Jesus, and I say, come forth in the name of Jesus. I pray for the manifestation right now, and we give you the honor, the glory, and the praise, oh God. We bless your holy name, for your daughters are raising all across the nation. They are raising up, oh God, and beginning to wail on the wall, oh God, crying for deliverance. Your people, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you send the help for the woman of God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Hey, glory. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
This is the time and the season, says the Lord. This is your season, says God. Step out by faith and believe God and stop waiting. You've been waiting. Is the day, says the Lord. This is your season. It's time to go forth. He said, come, go forth. Go forth into all the earth, says God.
Right.
Hey, glory. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. I see you raising up daughters, woman of God. I see you raising up daughters, other prophets, prophetesses, and training them. Do what thus saith the Lord God. Do not tarry another minute because it's here. Hey, glory. Hallelujah. Go forth. You've been released, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I feel that very, I can feel that thing so strong. It's right there. It's right there in the spirit. I mean, the anointing, I can feel the presence of God is so thick right now. You better move forward. Hallelujah. Hey, glory. Hey, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hey, glory. Hallelujah.
Glory to
God. Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. And divine.
Yes.
God says that you have prayer requests, and you are to take prayer requests. You are an intercessor, says the Lord. You are to intercede for people, and this is your ministry, says God. You do have a ministry. You hadn't been thinking you had a ministry, but you do have a ministry. It is a ministry of intercession, and you are to make yourself available to the Lord to unto the Lord first, and in the gap for his people. Hey, glory to God.
That's Lord, that's Lord.
God, this is your confirmation because people are about to start walking up to you and asking you for prayer. People are going to come out of nowhere and ask you to pray for them. God is going to begin to speak to you, and you're going to hear him very clearly when he says, I want you to pray for that person. And you are to be obedient and go pray with them, and you will see manifestation. Answer prayers. I'm talking about God will instantly answer your prayers because you are anointed to intercede, says God. Hey, glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey,
hallelujah.
Hey, glory. Hallelujah.
Glory, 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 glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus. I wanna activate that thing, but I feel Prophet Miller got a word for her first before I say anything. So if you want to move on that, Prophet, go ahead.
Hey.
Urabasata.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
What's that young lady name?
Devon.
Devon?
Yes. That's divine, divine.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. The Lord say, now is the time. For I have called thee for such as a time like this. Glory to God. The Lord is waiting. The Lord is waiting. Because you have been ordained to do this. The Lord is going to use you mightily in that particular area. Urabasata. But as you begin to step out by faith, those things that you've been asking God to do for you, guess what's going to happen? They're going to come to pass. There have been some things that have been tied up, Lord say. But once you begin to move in the faith realm and do that which God called you to do, those things going to be unloosed.
Glory.
Glory to God. And God gonna move speedily too.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's gonna move speedily.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Glory
to God. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
All right,
hallelujah. Pastor. Hallelujah. Y'all know I'm basking in this because the Lord moved on me to give a similar word last week. Did he not, Devon?
Yes, he did.
The Lord hadn't had me to speak to Prophet Miller about anything. Prophet Miller, had we ever talked about Devon before?
No. I don't really know. You know, I never met her. Actually, the first time I heard her.
My God.
Hallelujah. Yea, for I am in the midst of thee. For I shall do what I say that I was going to do. Every word that have gone forth. Yea, for I have spoken those words, says God. And I shall do what I say that I'm going to do.
Hallelujah.
For I'm raising thee up, says God. The Lord said that the last shall be first now. The tables are flipping.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. For there's a wind.
Hey.
A wind is blowing now.
Hey. Hey. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
A wind is blowing.
Hallelujah.
His spirit.
Hallelujah.
It's blowing now.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
There's going to be more of a demand for our ministry.
Hallelujah.
Because of what we're carrying now. See, we're carrying something.
Yes, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
We're carrying something.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
We're carrying nations in our womb. Hallelujah. God is sending us to the nations.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name. Hallelujah.
Revival is coming. It's coming forth. Revival. Revival.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, thank you, Jesus. Bless your holy name. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Evangelist Martin. Evangelist Martin. I want to activate that thing with Devon right now. If Pastor Martin, if you could come on and I want if you could just pray and impart that thing into Sister Javon and just stir that thing up in the spirit for her. We're going to activate that thing right now. Hallelujah. I know you carry the anointing for intercession.
Yes. Hallelujah. Hey, glory.
Hallelujah.
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 I need to just say a word, Sister Prophet Sykes.
Yes. Hey, glory.
Hey. You know, I heard the Lord say multi-million-dollar ministry.
Hey.
I heard the Lord say, even much a plane, God got a jet for you.
God.
You got mouthpiece in the earth. There's nothing that God wouldn't do for you. I see books coming out of your wounds. I mean best-selling books. God gonna make your name great. Great. Greatness. And people gonna want just to be around you because the anointing of God that's upon your life. I don't know, but I see the Lord is sending people, young ladies, even much more of their Elijah and Elisha, someone to assist you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
The Lord said, you've been faithful.
Hallelujah.
And he's going to make you rulers of many.
Thank you,
Jesus. And you look for doors going to begin to open up. I mean, you're going to be so busy. So busy because there's a demand for your ministry. There's a word in your mouth. You're carrying something. So that's why the Lord said you're carrying, get ready for traveling.
Hallelujah.
Because of the demand that's upon your life. You're carrying some. You're a carrier. God had trusted you because you've been faithful, so now he's enlarging your territory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He can trust you.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Glory to God. And I just had to speak that. Lord said she's a multi-million ministry. I don't know where you're at right now, but I see like you got a headquarters.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You are faithful, oh God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Glory to God. You got an awesome ministry. You got a Lord said deliverance. You got deliverance ministry.
Hallelujah.
Deliverance. Deliverance.
You are worthy, O Lamb of God. You are worthy, hallelujah. Oh,
yes.
Glory, Father. I bless your holy name. Thank
yes.
you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, glory to God. Don't worry, God. So fear not, because you got two angels that there.
Hallelujah.
You got two angels up with you.
Thank you.
They more of an escort. Glory to God.
They
are protected. Make sure that that word, you're a carrier. The word is in your mouth. It's vital. It's going to impact nations. It's a live word. Hey, my soko moshata.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Father, you are worthy.
Hallelujah.
Hey, my soko. Hey, my soko. I see what vans, buses.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord, I bet you see Kate Emotion.
Hallelujah.
Lord, going to send you support. Everything that you need is coming your way.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Everything. So that's going to free you up.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
To this ministry, is ordained by God. No devil in hell can't stop it.
Hallelujah.
Give me.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, glory to God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened, y'all, but on my switchboard, I got it flat sitting up here with no callers, and I think everybody's still here. Am I right about it?
Yes. That happened to me on my last program, too. I don't know what that is.
I think what the enemy been trying to mean for his good, God is turning that thing around for his good instead.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yes. Amen.
God is still faithful.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
He know what he wanted to do today.
Yes.
There's seasons. I don't know who that was I prophesied to some time ago, but God has a way of taking us through seasons quickly. Amen. Especially now, and everybody that's connected, even with this phone call today, God is moving us into seasons. The seasons are changing quickly upon our lives and even in our ministry. And God is not wasting any time, because the things that he needs to impart into our spirit are essential to where he's taking us when we get ready to go to new territories and new regions.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Woo, that thing hit me. Hey.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Glory.
Hallelujah.
That hit me too. As soon as you said it, and it's like something ran to me, like an angel ran into me in the spirit.
Hey! Oh! Hey! Okay! Oh, let's see.
Hey!
Hallelujah! Yeah, the vocal, I say.
Oh, Jesus! Oh, glory!
What I say, come no more shaky.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hey, glory. I declare the former things in the beginning. Hey, and behold, I did them suddenly. Hey, hallelujah. That's a sudden. Hey, Robo, shake and Robo.
Hallelujah.
The Lord said, this is the day of suddenly. Hey.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Jesus. Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hey, glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
If we could just believe the word of God, if we could just believe what the Father has promised us, if we could just hold it when he says it and receive it. Glory, I'm telling you, you get a manifestation, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Yay! Because of the acceleration in the spirit. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
There's so much released in the spirit. There's so much activity in the spirit realm. The angels are moving. They're moving. I mean, they're running with that thing. Oh, glory. Hey, just as a man or woman of God proclaims something over your life, if you would just grab hold of it, the angel of the Lord would be right there to hit you with it. Boom, just like that.
Hey, glory.
With the spirit of God to go and do what the Lord has sent you to do. Hey, glory. Hallelujah. Hey.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Right into what you said, Apostle, about the seasons. They're changing so quickly. You're going through so quickly. The suffering is over quickly, says the Lord. Hey, Robo Shanda, because by his sovereignty and by his mercy and his grace, he'll impart that thing in you. He'll give you the lesson right there where you don't have to keep repeating the same thing over and over again. He'll give you the power and the will to do what he called you to do. If you'd only humble yourself and believe his word, says God. Hey, glory.
Hallelujah.
See, we got into the day now that it's not us, it's him doing it. He's
right.
Always been doing it, but now he's moving us out the way. He's doing it so fast, we ain't got time to get in the way. Hey, glory. That's a revelation right there. Hey.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, bless his name.
Glory to God.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Because, you know, Apostle, we'll sit there and reason that thing. Like the man of God will release a word, and we'll be like, ooh, thank you, Jesus. And then we'll get off the phone and start having a conversation with ourselves.
That's right.
And maybe God didn't mean right now. You know what I'm saying? But see, now God said, I'm doing that thing so fast, you ain't got time to do that. Hey, glory. The next thing you know, you'll be out there on a platform somewhere laying hands across the nation. And people will be getting set free. Before you can even think about it, you'll be caught up in the will of God. Hey, glory.
Hallelujah.
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 That quick suddenly is. That's what a suddenly will do. Hey, there's too
Hallelujah.
Fast for you to think about it. You know how you commit to doing something, you be telling you better hurry up before I change my mind. God doing it so fast, you ain't got time to change your mind. Hey, glory.
Hallelujah.
Woo, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. He is orchestrating this thing. He is ordering steps. He ain't messing around right now.
He's
all we
got to
do is just line up with his will.
Amen. All you got to
Hallelujah.
Do is say, I'll go. Hey, just say, yes, Lord. Hey, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Like
praise
Isaiah
God.
Said, send me and I'll go.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Send me, I'll go. You know, I'm a man of unclean lips, but I go.
Hallelujah.
He say not, because, see, I put my word in your mouth. I put some coal on your mouth and purify it. All I need
right.
is somebody to go, because I got too many folks sitting around don't want to go nowhere. They talking about how religious they are and how sanctimonious they are and righteous, but they don't want to do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Want to sit down and not go nowhere. So he looking for somebody going to get up and go. He don't
right.
care if you're a baby or not. Say not that you a baby. Because you're going to say
right.
everything I told you to say. Because it ain't going
right.
to be you. It's going to be me. I need a baby about right now. Because I got too many chiefs and not enough Indians around here. I got a lot of folks that think they've been walking with me so long, they know everything. They done got
right.
too big for their britches. They pretend to tell me how to run my world. And glory. See, they done turned around and forgot that they was the pot and not the potter. And they telling me how I'm supposed to do it. So I need somebody that's a babe that will listen to me. Because one thing about a child is a child depends on their parents for everything.
That's right.
I need somebody that's going to look to me for the answer and not look to their self or their degree and how many letters they got before and after they name. Come on now. You better understand. That's what God said. I just need, I don't care what they look like. I go get them out of crack house if I have to and dust them off and put my word in their mouth. Hey, glory. Hey.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on now.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank
See,
you,
that's
Lord.
What God do. He go in the back. Why y'all showboat because you all handsome and cute. I go in the back and get the one that didn't nobody want to look at. He look a little scrawny and got freckles and all that, and he tending to the sheep, and he a little dirty. I go back there and get the king.
That's right.
Hey, glory. Hey.
Right. Sure will.
I don't need no team that's big and buffed and looking like Mike Tyson or somebody or Tay Diggs. I go get somebody that look like Steve Urkel. Hey, glory. Hey.
Hallelujah.
Hey, glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Woo. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, Apostle, every time I get on this call with y'all better stop playing.
Amen. We go. We gonna seal this thing in the Holy Ghost right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Sister Divine, I'm gonna let you go ahead and pray. I'll let you activate that prayer and pray
Amen.
In faith. Amen. I believe God has already started answering those prayers. You look for a manifestation within the next 7 days. Amen.
Amen.
You start
Amen.
Looking for it. Expect it. Because it's coming.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
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 Father God, we come before your presence. First, give thanks to God that you brought into my life for the spiritual growth that I have experienced by being touched by each of these individuals in my life, Father God. I ask that you continue to bless them and strengthen them, Father God, so they can continue to do your great work throughout the world, not just in your cities where they are, Father God. Father, I ask for your peace and your guidance, your love and your protection, strength of your Father, God, so that they may be a blessing to not only just me, Father God, but to others. Continue to walk with them and guard and protect their hearts and their families and increase their finances, Father God, so that they can continue.
Hey, thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Father God. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I love you. Sister Denise, I love you. Praying for you. Hallelujah. Prophet Billy Evangelist, I love you all. Prophetess. Amen.
Love you too.
Be encouraged.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to get back with y'all again on next Sunday. Amen.
Yes.
Okay.
Amen.
Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you.
God bless you,
Father
Miller.
God bless you, too,
Prophet
Sack.
God bless
you.
God bless you. Love you, Sister Divine, too, also. God bless you.
God bless everyone.
Y'all have a good evening.
Good night.
Good night, Father.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.